Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Hello again, lovely Chatterboxers. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And my name is Rich.
We do the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show here at KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 pretty much every week, unless Christmas hits. That happened this time. We didn't do it this year on Christmas.
Pretty much.
But anyway, we do a video game show. That means we talk about the video game industry and anything else we feel like talking about that hopefully is relevant. Now, I look back the past week. I've been trying to wonder or figure out if anything that I actually care about has been happening. And I know that last week I wanted to talk about, just in general, if hype, and Rich is our resident hype master, helps to affect ratings when reviews actually come out. But I haven't seen any news this week. It's actual timely news that's something I want to discuss at great length. I mean, you have a bunch of tidbits right there.
I've got a record-breaking number of tidbits this week. None of them, I think, have to do with actual particular games, though, interestingly enough, except for one.
Unfortunately, none of them seem to arouse a whole lot of thought.
They'll arouse some thought,
okay,
trust me.
So I want to talk about the hype thing, because it's especially relevant because Rich wants to give his
like
list
hype.
Of games he actually wants to play.
I'm hyped about many games this coming year.
And how many games are you hyped about, Rich?
Well, 21? I mean, it depends how much I'm hyped about games. Like, which games, but there's about 35 on my list that I'm excited about.
Earlier this week, Rich helped to define and clarify his cloudy thought process to me as, oh, no, there's a lot of games I want to play, but there's a smaller list of games that I really, really want to play.
Yes, exactly.
Like and that definitely cleared it up for me. I
like that you'd
that.
Buy Sight Unseen, perhaps, even.
No, you'd
buy all of them sight unseen.
He doesn't buy any games, period.
Yeah, it's more of, okay, what can I do to play this game and not pay for it?
All right, you'll steal them sight unseen.
Games he'd be willing to drive to my house to play.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is funny because I have, there's nothing. For me, just nothing.
Nothing?
Maybe like Disgaea 3, but that's going to
Are
be
you
like,
serious?
Who
have
knows
you seen
when
the trailer
coming.
For that?
For what?
Disgaea 3.
No.
They released a video. It looks exactly like Disgaea on the PS2.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's terrible.
What are we going to do?
It looks like
SNES. We're going
to
have to play a game without shaders and blur effects.
No, I like the style of Disgaea, but it looks like it's still an SNES game. Like, why can't they make them like high resolution drawings?
They
instead
are.
Of,
hey, you guys want to hear a joke?
The video I saw looked really bad.
Some people like video games despite the graphics.
Like me.
It's
oh,
good.
You catch that? I just tried to use our soundbite thing
right.
And play
and
a rim shot. Totally
and it totally
didn't work.
All right, so we have a very quiet rim shot.
Oh, now he's cueing me. 5 seconds too late.
Yeah!
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, well, you know what? New equipment. I was telling the guy who was loading the software on that we were stepping into the 20th century, very aware that we're already in the 21st.
There you go. Yeah, it's. I don't care what it looks like. I mean, you don't play Disgaea because of what it looks like.
Oh, I agree.
Don't know anybody who does.
But I'm saying, like, when you have a PS3 and you can make it look that much more beautiful.
Also, this whole business about, like, the Super Nintendo reference, people forget how really, really how crude the graphics were. You forget. You go back to your SNES game and you see how big the pixels are.
Okay, it looks like a PS1 game. Is that better?
Keep going.
No, that's what Disgaea looks like.
Well, I haven't actually seen the blocky YouTube trailer or whatever.
It was on Game Trailers.
But it's like, I mean, I'm sure that it's going to have at least the same level of quality that the previous one had, right? Which was actually very, very beautiful, nicely animated, high-res 2D graphics.
I agree. But they could make it that much better on the PS3.
Well, I guess they could, but see, here's the thing. This is what people don't understand, right? They can spend their time on the game, or they could spend their time on the graphics, right? So you don't have time to do both. There's no time.
You can't do both?
No, you can't do both, because if you do both, you end up with...
It's either...
You end up doing neither.
Text-based adventure games or really pretty games that aren't fun to play.
Well, why are there so many games that don't do either of them well, right? It's because...
It's difficult.
It's difficult. It takes time.
But Nippon Ichi can do it.
It's because people like you demand your games like right away, you know? Like, I don't want to wait 12 years until the next sequel.
Yeah, but people like you don't want to have them for 3 years.
I've been waiting 3 years for Spore.
Spore is the one PC game on your list.
That's the only PC, or only PC exclusive. It's not really even exclusive to the PC, but that's the only game I want to play on PC this year is Spore, that I've been wanting to play it for 3 years.
All right, well, let's save the contents of your list for the second segment, but we've got a couple minutes. Let's go over a couple bits. Actually, all right.
Maybe we can do like the speed round, the lightning round of news.
We can, but first I want to calm down a second. First of all, Ara, last week you announced a new weekly bit that we'll be doing on the show.
Well, this is true. I did do that.
All right.
Yes.
So I'd like to...
So hold the thought.
To have you commit to that and let our listeners know that you will be doing your weekly how to not kill someone or get into jail or something.
Well, maybe it'll be something else this week.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Well, I'll stay tuned for that myself because I'm curious.
This isn't the segment you're looking for. Hold on.
I don't think I even got the reference. That's okay. All right, so you have a bunch of news in front of you, but I'm wondering, first of all, have any of us been playing any games that would actually want to talk about right off the bat? Last week, I have not been playing many games.
I actually played a Flash game, which was totally cool, that I got to tell everyone about.
Is it Terminal House?
It is not Terminal House.
Because
I don't know what that is.
I played Terminal House and Guest House and Rental House, which are all the same ideas, and they were awesome. And that's what the first one I played was awesome. The next two are pretty much like the first one.
Okay.
And it kind of lost its flavor. I'll have you look at it during the break. You'll see what I mean.
All right.
But you can go to TerminalHouse.com and see that game. I thought it was really good.
Well, I have a game that I guarantee is shorter than Terminal House.
Probably not, but okay.
Because it's probably shorter than any other game you've played. But it's a very nice, tight little package, right? It's called Cursor times 10, okay? So you should go and look it up and Google it and Cursor...
I played that.
Cursor asterisk 10, okay? Check that out. It's kind of hard to explain over the radio. You really got to play it to understand what it's all about. But basically the idea is that you have like 16 levels that you have to traverse through, right? But you're not a character. You're a cursor. So you move your cursor on the screen and, you know, so to go up to the next level, you just click on it. And at first you're like, oh, this looks stupid. What is this? But the thing is you have like 10 seconds or 20 seconds or some amount of time before your cursor dies. And you have 10 cursor. Once your cursor dies, you start back at the beginning, and you replay, and every single thing that your previous cursor did is happening in real time. So it's basically like a multiplayer game you play with yourself 10 times.
It's pretty fun.
It's ingenious.
I didn't beat it, though, because I was playing on my touchpad on my laptop, and that was very difficult to do. But maybe if I have a mouse, it would be easier.
I was also
yeah, that's pretty challenging if you don't actually have a mouse.
Yeah.
Apparently we've all been playing Flash games almost exclusively. There's this game that I found when looking at Terminal House. That guy links to some other games. There's something called White Bell, which is also a very short game that I want you to look at.
Is that the thing with the rabbit?
Yeah.
Yes. That's another ingenious game.
Isn't that good?
I played that game for hours before. Like last year when I found it, I literally played it for like 2 hours straight.
I loved it.
It's awesome.
I had a feeling I was going to do that, and really I only played it for about 3 minutes, but... In my head, I was like, this is good. I can envision this playing this for 10 hours, so instead, I'll just play it for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And pretend that I played for 10 hours?
Yeah. Because you could totally do it.
Well, I suspect that's a much better use of your time.
Yeah, it's a lot more efficient, right? It's
but like, you need to get the high score, man.
No, I just imagine, you don't understand. Like, these types of games, I mean, they're very addictive, right?
But yes, like, in nature.
But that type of game, I mean, just when you play it so many times, it's like you know where it's going to go. And, like, you don't even try anymore after a while.
Okay, so go look up White Bell, go to Terminal House, play these games. I'm going to show Ara.
Cursor times 10.
All right, and Cursor times 10. But see, there's no asterisk in a URL, so we can't say go to cursor-something.com.
No, I don't even know what the URL is. Just search for it. You guys know how to use computers.
Yeah, well, we do have a listener group in that demographic. So, all right, so you're going to look at Terminal House. We're going to get to some news when we get back. And then we're going to also talk about the hype list, and I will get to talk about my hype and ratings.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Arizona's News Talk leader, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And my name is Rich.
All right, so I wish I could play for that game for more than like 5 seconds, because right now my impression of it is pretty dim.
Well, we'll try again on the next break. The loading time took the entire break.
Yeah.
So.
I'll give it another shot. Usually I like to give games more than 4 seconds, 5 seconds. I try to go up to at least 15 seconds, if a chance.
Well, I've seen it, yeah. All right, so we need to talk about a few things. You want to cover some news, obviously, before we start. We want to mention UAT. Go over to uat.edu. That's the website for the University of Advancing Technology. Are they back in session yet, Rich?
I don't know.
Did you get a job?
Not yet.
All right, then.
Yeah, see, Rich goes there, but he's taking a little time off.
Good time.
To find himself.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to take a break to find some money.
Well, no. He told me he wants to work out and become a better man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
start climbing up Alon's wall every day once he's got that finished.
It's not done, dude. My climbing wall is on the way.
Dude, that scared me today when I walked in. There was like a ladder and ropes, and I almost got attacked.
Well, we got the hook in the ceiling, so the ropes are there.
I know Alon's so excited to hear you say that about hanging around his wall all day
long.
It is going to be cool.
I'm going to be not climbing. Hanging is the key word.
I didn't plan to bring it up during the show, but...
All right.
Climbing wall's going in.
Good times.
All right.
So, you know our good friends at Play and Trade.
Yes, Val. Oh.
And maybe some of our listeners don't, but Play and Trade is a cool store down in Chandler. It's a video game store. As you can guess by the name, you can go down there and play games and trade your games and buy games and other stuff. And every once in a while, they like to do tournaments. So this month, apparently, it's their first-person shooter month, so they're doing tournaments every Sunday. Let's see, it looks like next Saturday it's going to be Halo 3.
I was just about to say, we probably have some Halo 3 in there.
Never heard of
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah, big surprise.
Call of Duty 4, I suspect.
Call of Duty 4, weekend after that on the 20th. Weekend after that on the January 27th, there's going to be Unreal Tournament 3. So some of these actually have entry fees.
Don't they all have entry fees?
No, it looks like so far the Unreal one is free.
Okay.
It's because nobody has it. Because you guys, nobody's played it because nobody has a PS3.
Yeah, if you're in the area, go down there. Go down to Chandler Mall. Go down to Play and Trade. Check it out. Inquire within. One other really quick news tidbit I wanted to mention was apparently the Guinness Book of World Records now has a gamer's edition.
I've read about that, and I actually heard a long time ago that they were planning on releasing that, because way back in the day, there was a section in the standard Guinness book that talked about...
Yeah, so I'm totally psyched about this, because I don't know if you guys know, but I'm the Twin Galaxies record holder for Tubin.
Oh, yeah?
Only at Twin Galaxies.
That's right.
And where is Twin Galaxies? Is it somewhere in Maryland?
Twin Galaxies is the authority of video game high scores, perhaps until now, I guess. I don't know if Guinness is going to supplant them or what.
Guinness is taking over.
Maybe, Guinness, maybe they're like a fly-by-night operation or something.
So you didn't tell me that you held the world record for any video game.
Well, I don't go around bragging.
Well, I think you're in the type of company where you could brag about that.
But, well, honestly, it was one time, I went down for a tournament, and they were like, oh, we're doing these tournaments on these games. Oh, look, nobody's playing Tubin. And actually, I did play against one other guy, and I beat him. So no one else bothered to put in scores, so I'm the world record holder for that game.
Okay.
That's sweet.
So you're not actually good at it.
No, he's the best.
I'm the best. What are you talking about?
Okay.
So anyway, this is very interesting. Apparently, they're only talking about Guitar Hero 3 for Guinness, but, all gamers who are interested in high scores, get your scores in.
All right. Well, okay, so before, Rich, we go to your list, we want to take, we've got, not 1015, but I'm sure his name is Pen15 on the phone for us. So, Pen, you there?
Yes, I am.
You are
What's
on the
up,
air,
Pen?
Sir.
Well, I had a question about, two shows ago after the show, we got into a heated argument about Smash Brothers and Soul Calibur. Well, not you guys, but the chatters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which eventually ended with somebody kicking me out of chat.
Okay. Yeah, I totally didn't see that coming.
And it has to do with Street Fighter in that...
How much better it is than those other games?
Actually, no, I don't agree at all. But in Street Fighter, there's you have to learn complex controls, which by now seems standard to the average gamer, but they're complex to any non-gamer.
Not nearly as complex as moving around in a 3D world with two joysticks for a girl.
But, true.
Yeah.
Oh, but, wait. Oh,
you just
on.
Had to get that
giveaway,
didn't
pen.
You?
Hang on a second. Yes!
Alon, you're getting really good at that.
We're going to get the maximum mileage out of this one sound effect.
We have Rimshot 2. Hang on. I don't know how that was different.
It was, it was a lower pitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so...
Anyway.
So controls are tough, huh?
Yeah, and for example, there were moves that you just couldn't perform just because they were made difficult. And
are you talking about the Guile handcuffs, like the nearly impossible one?
Or teleporting with Dalsim. That's the one I remember that I just couldn't pull off for some reason.
Well, that just means you suck.
Isn't that like a really easy one?
Okay, wait, hold on. What was this argument about?
It was essentially in the way Soul Calibur works is there's three attack buttons, and the direction that you hit on the D-pad does a different attack, which is very simple yet complex. And they said, well, that's what's great about Smash Brothers.
Ooh.
But Smash Brothers has 8 moves per character. It's too simplistic.
Now, here's the thing that about Smash Brothers that I never understood, which was that the whole game just never made sense to me because even the basic moves, every single character does them a little differently. And a lot of times they'll just move in like all of these counterintuitive ways. So to me, like actually Smash Brothers was a lot less accessible than even Street Fighter, for example.
Well, the example I always use is in Street Fighter, trying to teach my sister how to shoot a fireball. It was nearly impossible.
Of course,
but I gave her Soul Calibur, and I could make her do 8-hit combos without a problem because it's just a button and a direction.
So what Soul Calibur are you talking about? Because when I played Soul Calibur, there were like a whole bunch of weird, complex direction pushings to do some of the moves.
But that was for combos. Those weren't just for single moves. Like each character had
about two
or three very complex.
Well, you can just punch in Street Fighter. That's only one button.
Well, for example, Street Fighter doesn't have if you take out all the special moves that are quote unquote hard to do, then you have no game. It's just punch, kick, and that's it. Versus Soul Calibur, you don't have to do any of the special moves. And in fact, most pro gamers.
I don't
gamers,
know. I disagree with that. I mean, there's it's not a really deep game without any special moves in Street Fighter. But I mean, you know, before we knew what the special moves were, I mean, you could play a game and kind of be competent at it. And you know, I mean, it's still a game if you don't use the special moves.
I did.
But if somebody
my
knows
just
how to shoot a fireball and you don't, you're essentially dead.
Well, if you can't learn Fireball in Street Fighter. I mean, that's not that difficult. Maybe I'm crazy. Like, I don't play fighting games, but a fireball is really easy. I mean, I figured that out of just spinning the stick around and mashing buttons. I went, ooh, what's that? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I think we might be missing the point here.
I guess I am.
Hang on a second. Penn, what exactly are you advocating here?
Well, do you believe that a simplistic control scheme like the one used in Soul Calibur, which is just a button, direction, and an attack button, is a better way, or do you agree that it should stay complex and hard to get into, like in a Street Fighter game?
I don't know if there's an easy answer to that, but what I can say is that...
I know there's an easy answer, but go ahead.
I find that, I mean, Soul Calibur is a different kind of game. It doesn't have the same level of outlandish moves that Street Fighter has. Like, nobody's spinning upside down and kicking.
Actually,
nobody's
yes,
doing
the there are those kind of moves. There's tons of those. It's just that those are the more complex moves that you have to pull off.
You're just not good enough to pull off those moves in Soul Calibur alone.
Soul Calibur is, you've got to admit, it's different.
Yeah.
No, right. It's totally different, but I think that that layer of simplicity is in Street Fighter as well. You still have that. I mean, you can't discount the effectiveness of a very well-timed, you know, like low roundhouse kick. You know, just press down and press the roundhouse kick button. No problem.
Yeah, but how would it be as interesting? I don't think it would be as interesting of a game without the special moves. Because
Street Fighter lacks the flair of Soul Calibur. There's no doubt about that. Soul Calibur, everybody has crazy armors and different kind of to flary animations and stuff, but you're talking about 3D versus 2D.
Well, I'll give an example of Virtual Fighter, which is another hand-to-hand game, which relates more to Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And in that game is really complex in that it's... The moves aren't simplistic to pull off, and the timing is very hard-coded versus a Soul Calibur where the timing is a little bit loose so that you can perform every move as fast or as slow as you can.
Yeah, I think what he's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his point is that, like, in Soul Calibur, without a lot of complex or sophisticated input, you get the characters to do a lot of different things.
Exactly.
It does level the playing field. Okay. It allows the beginner to jump in better. But at the same time, the experienced player might be beat by the button masher.
I mean, it's flashier.
Not if you're good at Soul Calibur. You know? It's impossible.
It's flashier to do it that way. I mean, I'm not an advocate of flashiness, though.
It's a question of taste.
Except when I wear my silk shirts.
I hate to say it's a question of taste because that's a solid answer for pretty much any question.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. Thanks for the call. We'll talk about list. Your list.
Yeah.
When we come back.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
And we're back. Not having given out the phone number at all during the show. But if anyone wants to,
and
they
got
can call.
A call.
Yeah, they call.
That was magic.
If we don't give the number, they call.
Yeah.
866-536-1100 if you too would like to call and speak with us. My name's Alon.
My name's Ara.
And my name is Rich.
And of course, if you want to go to the website, chat with us live if we're paying attention. Rich, are you paying attention to the chat room today?
Yeah. I was calling Pen15 names in the chat after we got off the phone with them, actually.
Yes, he did. Names we can't mention in the air. ChatterboxGameshow.com is the website. You can also just go to Chatterboxers if you find it easier to type. And, well, I promised that we would get to your list here. And it's going to help lead into what I want to talk about as well.
Oh, boy.
So now you have the proverbial list. This is not the best top 10 of what happened in 2007. It's not the expectations of what's going to happen in 2008. And it's not the list of food in my refrigerator. It's games you think you actually want to play that are supposed to be out this year.
Yep.
Now, did you actually make a list? Did you just, like, sit down one day and be like...
It's all right
okay,
here.
Okay, he did make a list. He's turning his laptop
there's
around.
There's 35 games on this list.
He actually did it.
Actually checked it more than twice. Can you limit it to 10?
Yeah, I can try to cut it down to games that I want.
Okay. So. I'm gonna ask you to make another list after you tell us about this list.
Later. Okay.
All right.
So, I guess I'll just name some games that some people might not know of that I think are going to be awesome. Wet being one of them. You've probably never heard of that. I don't know if you have.
Nope.
But it looks
that
sweet.
That sounds a little disgusting.
It's
if you
like
ask me.
It's supposed to be like a Stranglehold kind of game, but you're a chick character and you've got two guns and you can use a sword. It's like.
And you're wet?
Apparently. I don't know. But it's like Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden ish, Stranglehold ish.
Okay,
it looks
so,
awesome.
So
anyways.
This is not a game about.
No, it's not what you're thinking.
But you are a female or are you a chick character?
You are a female.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was just picturing
you can use
a yellow
shotguns.
There's
dude.
No wet t-shirts. Right.
No.
No, none involved.
Well, there might be.
There's no,
I don't know.
It's not like a wave race game.
No.
That would be like
wave race 64.
Excuse me. The idea of dual shotguns.
It's ridiculous and it's awesome.
Well, it doesn't really excite me that much. How about the game?
You can like slide down ladders and shoot people, and there's like this cool multi-targeting system that they're talking about where you can like aim on one person and then like the two control sticks basically are each arm and then you can aim at multiple people and shoot them all at the same time. I'm doing
wow.
arm motions
okay
right
so
now.
What was that like?
How do you move while aiming?
You don't ask
like
questions
when
like
in,
that alone.
When you're in a specific move you can then aim these different ways, like you can do wall runs and you can do slides and you can like slide down ladders upside down shooting people and stuff like that.
I predict in advance the game will suck.
Yeah, you know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like just the insane morass of all games that try to do, oh, you can control 14 things on your character at once. So, you know, our newfangled controllers with 12 buttons aren't going to cut it.
Well, I mean, Stranglehold was a pretty good game. Some people disagree with me. Like, it was a good, like, what it was. It could have been better, obviously, I think. But
to prove how good it is, I need you to explain to me what this game is again. This is the game with the character that I've seen before?
No.
What is Stranglehold?
Oh, Stranglehold, yeah, that's...
shooting watermelons and stuff?
Yeah, you can shoot watermelons in that game. It's with Chow Yun-Fat.
That's
he's
what
in
I meant.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
not great.
It was a fun game, I think. Blowing stuff up's always fun to me, so I'm simplistic. More simplistic than Alon, apparently.
All right, next on the list. See, we have to weed through all your BS hype games.
Yeah.
This is hype.
Okay, so that's going to suck.
You can aim
next
guns
game?
In two directions.
Right.
And I say,
well,
that means you can't walk at
can
the same
I just
time.
Name the obvious of Metal Gear Solid 4?
I'm with you there.
And it might be on the 360. It's going to be announced for the 360 before the end of 08.
The thing is, nobody cares.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Halo Chronicles, that nobody knows about, that I'm excited about. That's the game that Peter Jackson is in the lead of for, like, writing and producing
Isn't
or whatever.
Is he supposed to be making a movie, not a game?
No.
Yeah, what's going
no,
on with that?
He's not making the movie. He's working with Bungie and somebody. They're basically making an episodic game in the Halo world that doesn't take place in the Halo games already. It takes place some other time. They really haven't announced details for it, other than it's going to be episodic and Peter Jackson is, like, at the head of the team. So I'm excited.
Okay, boring. Next.
Prototype is sweet. I just watched the trailer for that.
Also boring.
Okay. Well, Castle Crashers.
Hang on.
Castle Crashers.
Yeah, Castle Crashers. Woohoo. I haven't seen you play Alien Hominid even once.
I've played it. I played it like when it was on PC, like way back in the day when it was just on Newgrounds. And then I had it on GameCube, I think. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to say the taboo thing to say now. All right.
Yep.
I hope that they don't make it exactly like Guardian Heroes, which it seems to be a very, very, very derivative work of.
What are you talking
Thank
about?
You.
Castle Crashers?
Yeah.
Rich is too young to know what Guardian Heroes
is. I don't know what Guardian Heroes is, but
Guardian
Castle Crashers
Heroes
is fun. I've played
yes.
it.
Guardian Heroes is the game that I had, but unfortunately it stopped having because I traded in for like $5, and now it's worth like $200.
Oh, nice.
It's really
How many
exciting.
Games are we at now?
You mentioned Prototype. You didn't tell us what it was.
Oh, you're just some sort of, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that one. It just looks really
fun. Are
you fun.
Some super powerful one-army guy who runs through shooting a bunch of people using two shotguns?
No,
that's
you
never
don't,
happened.
You don't shoot in Prototype, actually. You're like this monster kind of thing, but you're human, and you can transform and like stab people with your hands. And yeah.
Isn't
it's
that
cool
kind of like
me.
The darkness?
It's not really, because you have guns in the darkness.
It's the darkness without the dark, and
without
guns and without this retarded voice that's like always telling you things.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, something else. Move on.
I'm gonna have to say Star Wars: The Force Unleashed. If you've seen anything about that, it's
all right. Has there ever been
sweet.
A good Star Wars game?
No,
I mean, seriously.
Like seriously, this is going to be like the best Star Wars game ever. If you've ever
okay.
seen anything on this,
do you realize that like the insignificance of that statement?
Dude,
people like the Lego
this
Star Wars.
This is the game.
They do.
This is the
they
game
do like it.
That is like what a Star Wars game is supposed to be. Like it's all about using kick-ass force powers where you can like move everything with the force, huge electricity everywhere.
The world?
All of like you can move
can
massive
you,
things
can
in this
you
game.
Can you move the world?
Probably not, but
all right, forget it.
It'd
I'm
be very
fine.
Close to. But like the way the game works, it's like such a dynamic atmosphere, like almost everything in the game moves. Like if you're like pushing somebody like a stormtrooper, like they're gonna try to grab onto stuff so they don't fly away and die, and then like you'll get other stormtroopers grabbing onto them so they don't die, and then you can like kill them all by throwing your lightsaber at them and it impales them and stabs them against the wall, and then you can grab it back and then go kill the next person.
Okay, so let me decode your hype.
I'll just take your word
it's
for it that it's
exciting.
It's
the epitome of a Star Wars game.
No, because you know what? This hype that you just described is a bunch of prescripted events. And so, let me tell you, I don't trust for a second that LucasArts can actually come up with good AI to actually follow through with what you've just described. So, some guy might try to grab a pipe. Okay, there's going to be one level where you got some stormtroopers, you throw them down the hallway, and there might be some pipes for them to grab.
It's not just one level. I can show you the video demo online of the...
It's three levels.
...of the technology that they're using, and it's really sweet. And then there's the whole, I can't think of what it's called off the top of my head... The way things break and whatnot, it's not scripted.
Is that a game? The
no.
way things break? Because I think that would
that's
be a sweet
part of it.
Game.
Like, breaking stuff in an environment is extremely fun. And the way they're doing it with this, like with metal and wood and they whatever different materials, they'll bend and break differently depending on the material and depending on how you hit it. So it's going to be a lot more realistic damaging of the environment, which just makes me fun.
All right,
makes me happy.
I'm bored of this one now.
But... So, that's that game, and it's going to be awesome.
The chatters are pointing out how pessimistic I am.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be realistic.
That's my job, Alon. It's my job to be pessimistic.
It's not that I'm trying to... I'm trying to break down his hype, because he's full of this hype, and then it always turns out to bite him in the ass, because I point out, you know, didn't I tell you that that game was not going to be as good as you thought it was?
Yeah.
Right, because you...
Well, then sometimes
you're
we disagree
still a child.
On what's actually
you're still
fun.
Envisioned, oh, wait, they tell me this game's going to be cool, and
we do
it's
disagree
totally
what's
supposed
actually
to be.
Fun sometimes, so...
Rarely.
I don't know.
Well, I think the difference one here
minute.
Is that
we have 1 minute left. I have like eight more games on my list.
You can mention them in the last 8 seconds. I think that the difference here is that, you know, we're talking about what could conceptually be, right? And that is always a lot more exciting than, well, not always, but usually, than, you know, what the reality of the actual mechanics are. You know, sometimes. Even some of the best games ever made, like, I don't know, like Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which is a fantastic game. You know, even in that game, when you first played it, you know, there was something of like, oh, this is a little more like, you know, this in my head, it exploded in terms of what I was expecting. And then, like, you know, your expectations always get ahead of you. You know?
I had no expectations for that game.
I had some, so. Believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe.
I didn't really know anything about it before it came out. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll be back after this, and I will continue to break down your hype machine.
Let's do it.
Welcome back, guys. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And my name is Rich.
And of course, if you want to learn more about the website or our show, go to the website, chatterboxgameshow.com. If you want to learn more about our sponsor, go to uat.edu, the University of Advancing Technology, where you, too, can learn how to get into the games industry. I actually have friends from that school who are now game designers and people who work in the industry outside of game design.
People on the show.
Yep. People on the show. You didn't go there, but you still are a game designer.
Yeah, you know, I like to go out on my own.
How's your new project coming?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, it's coming. It's a secret.
What's it called?
It's coming. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
We can't talk about it.
There's no NDAs.
It's about you being quiet. That's what it's about.
All right. So the point I was trying to make last segment, as Rich is telling us all these games,
You
know, lest LucasArts not kiss your ass and send you whatever promotional money they gave you for making that thing last segment. I'm not saying the game is going to be bad. I have no idea about the game. Never seen it until he just showed me during the break
a clip of it,
right?
It was cool, wasn't it?
No, it looked very LucasArts standard.
Obviously, you don't like Star Wars.
Okay, here's something that I will say. You know, my experience in, you know, buying game after game, year after year, and having, you know, hope after hope dashed repeatedly, is that I cannot get excited about a game until I actually play it. Unless, A, it's a sequel to a game that I absolutely loved, and B, that sequel is made by the exact same team. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not like Call of Duty 2-3.
So I get excited, I'll get excited after I play a game. You know, all this hype business, I mean, I'm so done with that.
No, but you
I'm
also
so
have to
done.
Know that a company with a franchise, if their games haven't been good, it's not going to be that great. The hype that you have in your brain, it's not going to be there. It's just not. Like, the graphics looks fine, and I'm sure the game's going to be interesting to some degree, but nothing in that game made me go, oh, wow, that's going to be so awesome, I'm going to love it. Okay, so there was a part where you threw a lightsaber at someone and the dude stuck to the wall.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Big deal. You haven't seen that before?
That's totally worth it now.
Dude, you throw lightsabers at people and they stick into walls and
it's
they
also
die.
Dumb. They shouldn't stick to walls. They should fall down because the lightsaber would burn them. They would fall right to the ground.
You don't
no,
understand.
Wait a minute. I think Rich is onto something here.
Listen, unfortunately, this point can't be proven until the game comes out and you all realize that it's a 7.
When the game comes out, it's going to be spectacular. I'm not going to say spectacular. It's going to be filled with fun.
You want to say spectacular.
It's going to be filled with fun.
All right, let's
come
crack down.
Play it.
Crackdown was a really fun game.
Let's talk about your other 8 games now.
But spectacular. You see, it wasn't a franchise. It came out of nowhere.
No.
Any game that's going to be great is going to come out of nowhere. You're not going to expect it. And if you do expect it, it's going to be something new. It's not going to be Star Wars 28.
I can never anticipate a good game?
Certainly not under these conditions.
Why not?
Well, you've proven yourself
APB?
Unable.
On the top of a Crackdown, All Points Bulletin.
Like the original APB?
No, the new one they're making.
Oh, that was a sweet game.
The new one they're making.
I was thinking the old one was cool, but then...
They're making a new one that's like all online, and it's the same team that did Crackdown.
They'll probably mess it up.
And they actually announced it before they announced Crackdown, but I think there's some good potential there if they're working on that.
Maybe.
I want to hear about
his game. No Star Wars games.
His 8 remaining games.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I think Ara might agree with me on Fallout 3. I know you're a fan of Oblivion, and... dude...
See, same thing I said before.
Didn't excite me when I saw it.
I'm not anticipating it. I'm not anticipating it. I'm not anticipating
a game that Bethesda has made that's bad.
Oblivion.
Yeah, that no. Oblivion is awesome.
The game you played for 150 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to playing a game for 200 hours and having the save file corrupt on me.
The game's awesome, and Bethesda has a great track record, so I don't see them messing it up now.
They have a great track record of biting off more than they can chew. That's what they have a great track record of.
Well, they realize that, actually, and Fallout 3 is going to be much smaller in the physical dimension.
Well, then that's totally sweet.
Name
and
a game
I'll
that's,
wait to play
that's
the game.
Similar to Oblivion that's better than Oblivion. Nothing.
What? Why would you have to qualify that with it being similar?
I'm saying it's because the type of games that they make, they're the best at it. They bite off more than they can chew, but their games
are still
the best.
Yeah, but it depends on what you categorize. I mean,
in their genre, they're still the best.
Know? Hey, you know what? Kingsfield 4 was a very similar format, and that was a totally sweet game. That was you know what?
I played Kingsfield 2, and it sucked balls.
The next Kingsfield that comes out, I am totally jonesing for.
Yeah.
That's number one on my list.
Does that company even still exist? Wasn't it
Age Tech
or something?
No, From Software.
Okay.
All right.
They make Armored Core.
Listen, my point is that you're hyping all these things, but you don't know a damn thing about them. And when they actually come out, they're not going to meet your expectations. And so I'm thinking, though, that you get so hyped up, you might do a preview. Like every preview you ever see in a magazine or online previews are always positive, unless it's some dude on some website that just likes to be negative as a point of policy.
Like you?
No.
I don't preview games.
Like me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they're always great. And then the game comes out, and they're not always that great. But at the same time, games that have been hyped up ahead of time generally get a pretty high score compared to what they might get had there not been pre-exposure to it.
Maybe it's because the games are actually good.
No.
Okay, no, but I have to say that other than the crashing and the file corruption, Oblivion was pretty cool.
I mean, you don't hype up games like Cabela's Alaskan Hunter or whatever, because that game's guaranteed to be terrible. It's not hyped because a person will look at it and go, wow, that looks terrible.
Well, but you're making a fallacy here because...
Probably.
Because there's a whole bunch of games that just because it's not hyped doesn't mean it's automatically bad. Just because non-hyped games exist that are really bad doesn't mean that all of the non-hyped games are bad.
Yeah, I know.
Or not awesome.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Well, Rich likes to say stuff that's totally irrelevant at times, so we'll just allow it. That's fine.
All right, let's hear the rest of them.
But
next game. Next game.
Well, I could say Alan Wake. Don't really know much about that.
What is that? Is that like an actor? Is
that
like...
been hearing that game for like 20 years?
No, they. I haven't heard any new information on it for like a year, so I can't really say much about it. But it still looked cool a year ago, so it's on my list.
Alan Wake. What?
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake?
Yeah.
Is that a wakeboarding game? What?
It's a PC 360 game where you play this character, and he's like some writer, and then there's people trying to kill him. And the game looks cool.
It actually looks cool.
Another boring
it looks different, and it looks cool.
Okay, next.
Fallout 3, by the way, it doesn't look fun. It looks
Fallout
funny.
Fallout 3 looks awesome.
Looks funny.
No.
It doesn't look fun.
That's wrong.
No, role-playing games aren't fun.
You're a liar.
By definition, I think they're not fun. They're reading a book. Is reading a book
You're
fun?
You're a liar.
No, it might be interesting because of a story, but there's no gameplay in that game. It doesn't exist.
There's
no
gameplay in Fallout?
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to get into this discussion.
Have you played Fallout?
I know. I saw.
Exactly.
I did not play it.
No,
There could be gameplay in Fallout.
I sat at E3 and they showed me Fallout 3, and I'm like, ooh, you walk around and talk to people, and they say, oh, go over here and you might explode or make something explode. Wow, that's awesome. Go talk to someone else, and he can make something else happen.
That's as far as they got. It's Bethesda. What?
You don't understand.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure book, dude, with graphics.
All right. 10 seconds. What's the rest of them?
What's the rest of them? Fable 2.
Crap.
Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Crap.
Oh, my God.
Battlefield Bad Company.
Crap.
What else? Project Offset. Sabotage. Devil May Cry 4. Mercenaries 2. Haze. Final Fantasy 13.
Wait, we've gone past 10 now, haven't
Tales
we?
Tales of Vesperia, The Agency,
35.
Time Splitters 4. I could go on.
Did you play Time Splitters 3 at all?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
A bit. Not as much as I'd like to have.
Uh-huh.
But good stuff.
or something.
I'm staring at you blankly. How you get so hyped about this? It's a good. It's a
just,
good that you
just
do.
Just let him learn.
Dude,
it's good
splitters.
To do because
it's
I need
awesome.
That energy around
he will live and learn. That's all
I need.
Say.
I need
to learn
spark.
How to enjoy an RPG. We're gonna fix that.
Dude, I played Dragon Warrior when I was like 10.
That's a terrible example.
He needs to justify the money he spends on games. Come on.
All right, listen. This episode is game over.
Good night, guys.
No, wait a minute. That was a joke. That was a. That's right. We're out.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.